swarm out there. The termites with wings. And we used to get a pan of water and walk under the light. They fly down that water.
Do they have all those kind of insects that sting real bad?
Bees. And these sandflies.
Have any hornets or anything like that? Or wasps?
I found a number of the nests in that tree.
What? Which kind?
Wasps, we call them. And then on the underneath the awnings. And up in the window itself, see the windows of aluminum on the side, they make a nest up there. Wasps. Brother, you better be careful.
Are they the same thing as hornets and yellow jackets? Or they have
that problems? I couldn't tell you.
When you were a kid, did you ever maybe get outside and play in the grass without a shirt?
Oh, yeah.
You get those little things that burrow in your skin and raise wells and cause it itch?
We had one type, and I don't know if it's the same as you told them, but that was bothered with them here. But I worked with a man that done outdoor advertising. And you get into the woods, what we call red bugs.
Yeah.
And if it's a red bug, you gotta be damn far near it. Now, they can cause you trouble. Did
you? I don't know what you mean.
You had them?
Mm-hmm.
And if it was one there, I'd get it.
Yeah, I used to get those things all the time. Get out and play around with that shirt and stuff. What about those little insects that hop around in the grass?
Shepherding grasshoppers?
Yeah, y'all have
those. Yeah.
You ever hear them called hopper grasses?
No, grasshopper.
And the spider, what do you call that thing that he'd make up there in the corner? He'd spin his...
Father Mumble, right? That's what we know him, spiders.
Well, what'd you call it, that thing that he'd make
up? Web.
Oh, you tell me about fishing. Did you ever, what's some of the things you might use for bait? Say you just went out fishing with a pole, you know, you didn't go out with a net.
Well, years gone by, you'd use, face. For many years, just about all was used in Key West for sardines. So you want to get them with a net, but two men overboard, seeing you'd have a T-score, you'd get where the school was, or you'd have a cast net, sardine. But then they more or less got away from that. I didn't know of any of them many years. Use crawfish for bait. One of the best baits you can use for a grouper is a conch. The slot has come from a conch.
Yeah.
Mullet. What they call a ballyhoo. But party boats, what have they have flies and different kinds of things, you know, the artificial lures and what have you. But if you go bottom fishing, you use either crawfish or you get out there and you catch a grunt, you cut the grunt up and use it for bait.
Ever use any kind of worms or
minnows,
anything
like that? I have, many years ago, because we'd go around the beach and get the worms.
What kind would you use?
I don't know. If they had a name, I don't remember.
Just earthworm?
We'd dig them up out of the sand. But you got to know how to do it in order to get one of them. Otherwise, you lose it.
That just a regular earthworm?
As far as I know, yeah. But this particular kind, you get them on the beach.